winds from yesterday's storms did uproot some trees. We had some power outages and even some delays, unfortunately, for the Jacksonville Fairgrounds construction. As Action News' Jack Shanila Kabir reports, Jacksonville Fair Association CEO Bill Olson says damage was done to the skeleton of what would become the expo at the fairgrounds.
He says most of the damage happened to the columns and beams. Olson says construction of the expo began just last week, and about 20,000 square feet of the skeleton was already built.
Total building is about 80,000, just under 80,000 square feet. Okay. I think they had a little under half of the main hall done.
Yeah, the $60 million project is expected to be finished by early next year. As we continue our live team coverage, joined by the fair CEO, Bill Olson, does the damage lead to delays likely in the construction overall? And if you can speak to how long that delay might look like, Bill.
Hey, yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, Rich. So right now, we don't really know. We're expecting the delay to be a few weeks, plus or minus. The engineers are going out there this morning to assess the damage, so we'll know more once they get their report done.
Have you been able to walk the grounds, and what did you see?
I have not. I'm actually out of town. Well, not out of town. We're at Hannah Park camping over here in Jacksonville, so I haven't got over there yet. But we have a camera out there, so I was able to look at some pictures, and it doesn't look great. I mean, it looks like the steel structure that they were putting up just kind of collapse. So they must have had some kind of microburst or something come through there to do that kind of damage.
It's in an area, Bill, where it's open air, if you will, out toward the equestrian center. And I do wonder then, while this was under construction, does this damage have you reassessing what sort of structural integrity you're going to have put in out there? Or what is the structural integrity once it's ultimately completed?
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think the problem here is what the building was only partially put up. So I think once the thing is completely done, your structural integrity is a lot stronger. Mm. They only had like a third of the main expo hall done. So that's probably what caused the instability here.
In terms of the damage, are you able to put a price tag on it yet, or is that also part of the survey today?
It's also part of the survey. Yeah, we don't know. Hopefully, there's going to be some refabrication, it looks like, of some of the steel. Hopefully it's not too bad, but, that's what insurance is for.
Okay. Well, that's good at least. So you've got that insurance covered. Can you give us a general update on how the construction had been going to this point?
So it had been going great. We were, I think a little bit ahead of schedule even. They started putting up the actual structure on Tuesday. So they got about a third of it done in only about 4 days, which is great.
Wow.
But it's been going good. I think we're still, hopefully with this delay, we should still be on track. I think they can make up the time. We have a great super out there, Tim, who's really on the ball. So I think they'll be able to make it up since it's so early in the project.
And as a reminder, the fair is at the traditional home of the fairgrounds this coming fall of 2025. Is the plan for the 26th fair to be out there still?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're still planning on moving out there in January of 26 and having the first fair fall of 26, November.
All right. Well, enjoy the camping at Hannah Park. It's a beautiful morning out there. A little chilly,
it
though.
It is. It's great. A little chilly, but we'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take it. After the storms that passed through yesterday, good to hear your voice again. Bill Olson is the Jacksonville Fair CEO on Jacksonville's Morning News. And thankfully, no injuries to report yesterday out of the fairgrounds construction site out on the far west side.